Welcome to the Bringing Intimacy Back show. Well, today we're going to talk about something that many couples and many singles maybe kind of struggle with, something that it's something, a useful tool. We're going to talk about the intimate date. And this subject matter, because for many of us, even if we're in a relationship, because we should go on dates, or even if we're single and we're going on dates. And so what I am honored and truly honored is to have one of my advisors, one of my supervisors, one of my specialists, and she is, this is Dr. Rachel Nido, and she is the founder or co-founder of Modern Sex Therapy, which I'm still a member of and all that. And she's a sex therapist. She is worldwide known from all over. And so welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, yes. And she has so much expertise on the subject matter. And so today I just wanted a fun conversation about intimate dates and how people go on dates and stuff. But before we get into all that, like I was telling the audience member about your expertise, can you describe for us the journey you took in becoming a therapist and in getting this feel of intimacy and...
Sure.
Yes.
I'm a licensed psychologist and a certified sex therapist. So first I got my doctorate in psychology.
Okay.
Always knew I wanted to be a psychologist.
Yes.
And then it kind of made sense for me. So growing up, my mother was in the women's health field, or is in the women's health field, very open about sexuality. So I learned from very early on that it was okay and comfortable and to be open.
Knowledgeable
about it. So I found people were coming to me asking questions.
Okay.
And then I felt comfortable answering them, and they felt comfortable asking. And so, you know, it kind of made sense for me to go in that direction and specialize in it.
Okay.
So now, as you said, Modern Sex Therapy Institute, it's like I get to train people all around the world in this specialty.
Yes, so definitely, definitely. And then you also help people in making that intimate date and all that kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And in your mind, how do you define intimacy?
So I think that when most people hear the word intimacy, right, they think physical intimacy or sex.
Right.
You know, I think that there's different types of intimacy, and I think that we first even, you know, we focus on, most importantly, our emotional intimacy and physical intimacy.
Right.
So for emotional intimacy, it's really being able to be completely vulnerable and exposed in the comfort of, you know, someone who you genuinely feel safe with.
Mm-hmm.
So in intimacy takes a long time to build. And physical intimacy is, of course, also, you know, that physical contact and being close and connected to somebody in a physical way, but it doesn't have to just mean sex.
Right,
other type definitely. Of touching that can, you know, foster intimacy.
Yes, and as people are listening, there maybe some people out there, like, there are other forms of intimacy besides physical intimacy and emotional intimacy. Yes, yes. Can you go on and talk about the other forms of intimacy?
Sure, I mean, we talk about, you know, and it depends who you ask, right?
Right.
Intellectual, spiritual, you know, also psychological, which also is very close to emotional. So there's different types, but I think emotional and physical are the ones that we talk mostly about.
Right, right. And it's basically how we connect with people and how we connect with stuff. Yes, yes.
And mutual vulnerability often leads to more openness and closeness.
Yes, definitely. So I know you work with a lot of individuals and couples and all that kind of stuff. Let's start from the beginning. How do we even go about this whole dating process?
Okay, so in terms of building intimacy?
Yes, intense.
Okay,
yes.
So it's a process, right? So it can start from the beginning because you want to make sure that you are being able to be comfortable and open with somebody, and that takes time to build, right?
Right.
You got to get to know somebody. So take time to do that, and that's important. To do that, you want to do things like, you know, actively listen. So using active listening means really getting to know the person, not listening to respond or to judge or to interject, but really just hearing that person so that you can understand them a little bit better.
Okay.
So that's one way to start. You want to make sure you're spending time with them. I'm going to talk later when we talk about different, you know, kind of intimate dates. Free of distraction if possible. So, right?
A lot
of
us are cell phones down.
Yes, constantly kind of distracted and have a number of things going on. You can't truly be present when that's going on.
Right.
So to build intimacy and to feel safe with somebody, you really need to feel like they're all there and paying attention to you. So those are the kind of keys to kind of starting that.
Okay, one of the things that you've been saying consistently is the word safe.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. How important is that for intimacy?
I think it's very important because you want to be able to not feel judged. You want to make sure that the person isn't going to be, you know, using the things that you're saying against you, which happens in a lot of relationships, right? You want to feel safe that you can be yourself, not have to put on a facade, a front, and that you're going to be accepted for those reasons.
Right, right. And I'm glad you mentioned that, where you don't have to put a facade on, because many times in our work and what we do, we sometimes show different sides of ourselves. But when we're in an intimate connection with someone, especially with our partner, we should be real.
Absolutely. So that, you know, you want to know that somebody understands you, sees you, even when without using your words.
Right, right, right. So having that intimate connection and stuff. And so the best first part is it's having that time, like you said, having
Absolutely.
The time. And then, of course, maybe doing activities.
Yeah, doing things that foster intimacy, that foster being connected, learning more about each other, being present. And I know you're going to ask me specifically about the dates later, so talk about that. But those things are all important. And then the physical part. You know, as your relationship goes on, you want to include the physical intimacy, the touching, the hand-holding, the, you know, caressing, kissing, hugging, and then also the sexual activities.
Right, right. And as you mentioned, this is a process. Is there a time or a term limit of this process?
No, it starts when you meet somebody to, you know, yes. 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road. So it should be an ongoing process. You're constantly building an intimacy, and it's going to fluctuate throughout your relationship. So it's okay. There are times that you're going to feel more emotionally connected, more you're going to feel, you know, increased intimacy, and times that you're going to feel a little bit less. That's okay. Just make sure you recognize it. Accept it, know it's okay, and that's still there, and do what you can to keep building on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes time and energy and a conscious effort. It doesn't just happen.
Right, right. And I think especially in the beginning, that foundation.
Absolutely.
It's
you have to establish that.
Yes, and that takes time.
Absolutely. And energy, right? You can't just sit back and think that, you know, well, we've been together for 10 years. We should be connected. I should know April. I should, you know, it takes time.
Right. Definitely. Yes.
I mean, an energy, I'm sorry.
An energy, yes. Yeah, I mean, definitely that energy part. And so we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to focus on the energy part, and we're going to also go into more specific details on creating and making an intimate date. To the Bringing Intimacy Back show. Today we've been talking about intimate dates with Dr. Rachel Nito, and she is here today providing us with a warmth of different knowledge about how we start this intimate date. And one of the things that we were talking about last that I want to focus on is energy, because that is critical in creating, making, and doing an intimate day. What do you say to those individuals who sometimes you work so much and you feel like, I don't have any energy to be present with my significant other?
Sure, and that's really common. I mean, energy to be present with your significant other, energy to, you know, engage in sexual activity.
Right. Well,
these are the things we hear all the time.
Right.
So what I say is create that energy, right?
Okay.
I understand that life gets in the way, have a lot going on, but if you're not prioritizing and making a conscious effort to put that energy into your relationship, you're going to have a whole lot of problems going down the road, right?
Right.
To sustain it, you're going to have to do that. So, you know, I often use the example, if I were to call you, if you said, mm-hmm. I'm so tired, I were to call you and say, April, I'm having a really hard time, this is going on, I really need someone to talk to. You'd probably make time to talk to me, right?
Right.
I did it a couple days in a row, you'd probably make time, right?
Right.
Make that time for your significant other even before you would a friend or a colleague, because that's your primary relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to do that. So every time we say, I don't have energy or I don't have the time or, you know, I'm just so exhausted, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody else needed you, you'd be there. So why wouldn't you do that for your partner?
Yeah. One of the things I want to piggyback on that I've had to learn myself is how to save my energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because sometimes we work. And even in the day, I had to realize that I've got to save for my significant other at home. So,
sure. So practice some self. You have to save it for yourself too, right?
Right.
Practice self-care. Do things that make you feel good, whether it's getting up and going for a walk or going to the gym, I mean, or meditating, right?
Right.
We may have to make time for ourselves. We have to make time for our relationships.
Right. And so in the process of even starting to plan a date, what should you know about yourself or your partner in creating this date?
Yeah, so I think that the first thing is you should know your partner, right? Mm-hmm. So in planning an intimate date, know what you would enjoy doing together, what he or she would enjoy doing with you. So think about that. Plan some different activities. Always, you know, doing something new is important in a relationship. It helps to sustain a relationship.
Yes.
Do something new, or even learning something new together.
Ooh,
creates a challenge,
yes.
and really is a bonding and intimacy building activity,
yes,
you can do,
yes,
with your partner.
Because then
you
get to understand your partner a little bit.
Absolutely. One thing, you know, in terms of intimate dates, I talk to people about doing, you know, again, depending on what the both of you like to do together, like kayaking or canoeing, something that involves, you know, being able to be secluded, do something fun together, and teamwork.
Yes,
right? So you learn how you kind of work together, and mm-hmm. You bond in that way, and learn how, you know, each of you does things, and, you know, in a way that hopefully you're creating intimacy, acceptance, understanding of your partner without judgment.
Right.
Just, you know, this is how he or she does things.
Yeah. So what other elements besides teamwork that should be really in an intimate?
Fun. Yeah. So not all of them have to be fun, but some should be fun.
Yes.
Continuing to get to know each other. So a lot of times, you know, say, oh, well, you know, I've known her for 10 years.
Okay.
I'm sure there's still that something that you don't know about her, or, you know, information that you could learn about each other, because mm-hmm. we're all continuing to grow on our own and separately. So we should together as well. So continuing to get to know your partner and ask questions the way you would if this was our first time going for coffee, let's say.
Okay.
There's actually, the New York Times published an article a while back on a study that talked about the 36 questions that can lead to love. So I tell people sometimes, go look those up.
Yes.
And spend some time. They're divided into three sets.
Okay.
You know, spend a night doing the first set. It helps you to get to know each other and how you, you know, your partner thinks, and it's a neat bonding experience and leads to a lot of closeness.
Yes, and one of the things you're putting in there is that curiosity.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely. Are there any do's and don'ts of planning an intimate date?
I don't think do's and don'ts. I mean, I would do my best to, like I said, be free from distraction. Mm-hmm. You know, having my, you know, your cell phone right here on your lap. I guess I would say that's a don't.
Okay.
You know, barring if there's like children at home and something going on that you have to have your cell phone right there for, try not to have distractions so that you can be present with your partner.
Yes. What do you say about those people who are, they carry their cell phones everywhere?
I mean,
it's so hard for them to put it down.
These days,
you know what
and,
I'm saying? Yes.
You know, work, relationships, children, et cetera. There are reasons some people need to do it. But at some point, both for yourself and for the sake of the relationship, whether it's with your children or your significant other, your partner, you have to put it down, because this, you know, has to take priority at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so. Yeah. And I think it helps make you in the present moment.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Which is important.
Yes. What happens if a date doesn't go well, or you're on this intimate date and it doesn't go well?
Shake it off. Not every date's going to go well. You know, it's important that, you know, we're building on positive experiences, mm-hmm. but not letting the ones that aren't as positive get us down and shift us away from the relationship. So, you know, take a step back, try to understand why that happened. And if you need to have a conversation with your partner later on, like let it process a little bit about what happened, talk about it.
Okay.
But let's not have these crazy expectations. I think both with, you know, things like this, like with dates and, you know, doing things together in addition to with sex, right? People put expectations on how things should go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that gets people into trouble sometimes.
Yes.
You want to make sure you're trying to, you know, let go of those expectations, and so that you can be present and enjoy what's going on without, like, it should have been better, it should have been this. That's gonna impact your, you know, you and how you think about the relationship, as well as the relationship and your partner.
Right, that thought process of you should is really can be detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so as we've been talking about these intimate dates, I know that single people sometimes go on dates a lot. What about the married couple? The couple that's been married for many years and they're like, oh, that date night thing is a bunch of BS. How important do you think that is?
I think it's very important. It's important to, again, prioritize your partner, make the time, you know, spend time and energy putting into it. And a date night doesn't have to be like, we're not talking about you have to go on some extravagant, right, crazy planned date every time. It can be at home. It can be even cooking together, doing something fun, sitting on the couch, talking. I mean, it doesn't have to be that extravagant.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you for even mentioning that, because that's really critical. And as a family or as a couple, that the dates don't have to be extravagant, especially if you're a busy couple, even if it's just 30 minutes or whatever, that you and your partner are spending time together and making sure you guys know it's priority. Well, we are going to take a small break, and when we get back, we're going to give you guys some tools on how to make more intimate dates in your life for you and your partner. Welcome back to the Bringing Intimacy Back Show. Today, we've been talking about intimate dates, and we've been talking with that with Dr. Rachel Needle. And as we've been talking the last part, we were talking about how it is important for the date to happen. It doesn't matter in basis of the amount of time, but it's about the quality. And so we have many audience members out there listening, and they want tools on how to increase or how to have more intimate dates in their life.
So I would say first, I mean, if you need to and it's not just happening, then schedule them. There's nothing wrong with doing that. And we talk about scheduling dates, and date doesn't need to necessarily mean sex. But also I think that it's important that I mention that, you know, schedule time for physical activity, including sexual, you know, sexual activity as well, because that's important to the relationship too. So scheduling it doesn't mean that it can't be exciting and spontaneous. I tell people that all the time.
Right.
So even when you schedule it, you know, you can do one of two things. One, make it exciting by leaving notes in your, you know, bag for the day, or sending you text messages during the day.
Yes.
And, you know, even sometimes photos. I tell people, cut your head off. But something to get you, you know, looking forward to later. Like, you can build up anticipation and make it spontaneous anyway. The other thing you can do is you can plan it, and your partner doesn't need to know that you're planning. So surprise your partner, whether it's with the, you know, sex or just a date, either or, but surprise your partner, and you can have it planned and plan the activity, and it's nice to do a surprise. So make sure if you're doing a surprise like that, you know what your partner likes.
Okay,
so
yes,
you're doing something that they'll actually enjoy and,
right,
you know, be exciting for them. But you know, plan something fun.
Yeah, definitely. And I like how you put that you can surprise people.
Yes. I think that's important. And again, you guys can seek out things that you like to do together. Take a class, learn a different language, or a dancing class, something that you might both enjoy, you know, but do it together.
Right, which is critical. And I know that you have a worth of knowledge and stuff. So on your website, you want to share information about your website?
I'd love to. Thank you. So I have two websites I want to mention, and that's my personal one where I sometimes blog, which is drrachel.com, drrachel.com. And the other is the training, you know, website where we have a lot of, you know, wonderful trainings in different areas of sexuality, which is modernsextherapyinstitutes.com. So that's plural.
Yes, definitely. And as you mentioned sex, how important is that in a relationship?
So again, it depends on the relationship. I would say sexual activity or physical intimacy is incredibly important in most relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure out how important it is to each person individually, and then as a couple, and get on the same page about that. But it is very important to continue to touch throughout your relationship. Touching leads to closeness and vulnerability and excitement, and you know, it's important. And also sexual satisfaction leads to relationship satisfaction. We know that from research.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Yeah, and so you said it's important and to get to know, to be on the same page. How do couples, when they're not on the same page, get to be on the same page?
Communicate. And so that's important. Have conversations about it. And for instance, one area that we see a lot in our offices is, you know, not on the same page about is how much they want, right?
Right.
So talk about it and try to find a middle ground in terms of something that you're comfortable with. Probably all of us are going to have different levels of desire, and that's okay. Just try to, you know, there's different things you can do. So if I don't want it as much, that doesn't mean that I can't be a giver,
right?
Or I can't participate in some way. Remember that if you don't prioritize your relationship, which includes that physical intimacy, you know, it could harm the relationship. You really need to prioritize it and don't wait till it gets too late.
Right, right. And also, I'm thinking also, so it's not the same thing all the time, doing something different, like you mentioned earlier. It's really critical.
Sure. Most couples will have like a certain sexual script or, you know, this leads to this, and, you know, which is common, and that's okay.
Right.
But try to mix things up once in a while and try something new.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Because if you try it at least once, twice, or three times, sometimes it works out better.
And what we like today might not be what we're going to like a month from now.
Yes.
So continue to talk to your partner and be open about different things that you do enjoy.
Right,
and
right.
Sometimes to know that, you might have to experiment with yourself.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's really important also. And I'm glad you mentioned that self-intimacy is also critical, and it helps sometimes you get more excitement in the intimacy.
Absolutely. When you know more about your body, how it responds, what you like. And that also goes for emotional intimacy, right? So, you know, while taking time and prioritizing being together is important, so is taking personal time and doing things and continuing to do personal growth and have some time to yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. And especially as we've been talking about this, and I know we have a lot of people who are listening who may be single. Yes, one of the things they say that, oh my gosh, I want a partner, and they stay home and they do nothing. But how it's really important for them to also go out and do things and even have dates with themselves.
Absolutely, dates with yourself. And remember that intimacy doesn't just have to be with a partner or a romantic partner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we build intimacy through friendships and other types of relationships, family, etc. So, and with ourselves.
Right, definitely. So. Yeah, yeah, and that's just how we develop and become better people.
Sure. But if we stay in our house, probably not going to be many people.
Yes.
So if you really are saying that you want a partner and that you want to start dating and being in a relationship, think about what it's going to take to get you to that place.
Mm-hmm.
And probably coming home, even though you're probably tired from a long day, isn't going to get you there.
Right, 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 right.
So,
and I would think for some people who are afraid of getting out, that's maybe when they need to speak to someone.
Absolutely. If you're struggling with that, then, you know, come see a mental health professional, and particularly one that kind of specializes in this area and, you know, understands relationships, sexuality, etc., and figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Yeah, because some people think like, oh my gosh, if I go talk to someone about my problems, it's going to be crazy or whatever. Or I'm crazy.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, it's important, I think, for anybody. And it helps you to be a better person and more self-fulfilled, you know, have more self-fulfillment, self-actualization, etc.
Right, right, right. And I do think that when you, many times when you enter therapy, you learn so much about yourself.
Absolutely.
And one thing I say to people is you're going to be with you for the rest of your life.
Yes. So you want to understand yourself, love yourself.
Yes, yes. You can't divorce you. Yes. So.
But you can continue to work on you so that you feel better about yourself, and you'll feel better within relationships as well.
Mm-hmm. Because the more about you know about yourself, the better you are with relationships, and even in, like we were saying, creating intimate dates or whatever.
Yes.
You know what you like and what you dislike and all that kind of stuff. So.
Nothing wrong with getting to know each other.
Yes.
Yeah, getting to know yourself.
Yes, definitely. So this has been a plethora of knowledge of having you on the show, talking about intimate dates and the different ways we can go about it. And I hope that everyone's listening that knows the importance of intimate dates, whether you're in a relationship or whether you're not. It's really critical because it helps you develop socially, and it's good for your wellness. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. And this has been the Bringing Intimacy Back Show. Thank you.